Hi, I'm Henry Reinga. Welcome to the Christian Wedding Officiant as Minister class. You're here because maybe you've been asked to perform a wedding ceremony for a niece or a nephew or a friend or a colleague or an employee or a neighbor. Or maybe you are a minister and you're interested in getting a licensed and specialty in the area of Christian wedding officiant. Maybe you're a pastor who is checking this out because you want to start a marriage team, a wedding team in your community so as to offer your church and then to invite volunteers to take this course to become licensed Christian wedding officiant ministers. This course is going to talk about what the laws in the United States and then most nations in the world that follow the lead of the United States are all about when it comes to legally officiating a wedding. It's going to talk about how this is really a minister role and you can access this minister role. This course is going to talk about the essentials of pre-marriage counseling, the essentials of putting together a wedding ceremony, and the essentials of writing a wedding message. So we're really excited, so why don't we just jump in and get going on this. Now, just a side note, I love this topic. In my last church that I served, we had a wedding ministry. We actually had a banquet facility right next door to the church. So we just offered our facility to the community. And because of that, myself and a team of ministry volunteers provided this ministry to the community. And it was a powerful ministry where many people came to know the Lord. Plus, what was equally exciting is to see people become wedding officiants who not only served at this local church, but could also perform ceremonies for those in their lives. It became a powerful kingdom ministry outlet for many called leaders. So with that, let's get started. Now, the first thing to know about this whole role is, are you a minister for the kingdom or the church? And let me just define that real quickly. Kingdom ministers are generally those called to their local circle of church influence and connection. Kingdom ministers, so church ministers, that is, are generally called to their local circle of church influence and connection. Kingdom ministers are usually called to minister to circles of relationship outside their local church. For instance, a kingdom minister may belong to a local church and bring people to that church through being a kingdom minister. Now, when we talk about a kingdom minister or a church minister, really, they're just ministers. But we try to make that distinction because when you're a Christian wedding officiant, many times that brings you into the kingdom sphere of the world. Because in the local church, often the paid staff will be doing the weddings. But when you're asked to do a wedding, you want to feel great about having the training and the credential to be able to just hold your head high and enjoy the whole process, being confident and competent and credible in that opportunity. So, the wedding officiant as a church minister. So, maybe you're here because your pastor wants to start a wedding ministry to the community, and maybe you are a volunteer, maybe you're interested in the subject, and you go to the minister, your local pastor, and say, hey, let's start a wedding ministry in our local church. I will get credentialed as a minister with the Christian Leaders Alliance, and I can help out. And I see it's so wonderful to see how in the early church, there was a passage like Colossians 4, verse 15. Give my greeting to the brothers at Laodicea and Nympha in the church in her house. Here's an example of Paul talking to a local church with a local leader, Nympha, who is serving a local church in the early church. But there's also examples of a kingdom minister. So when you apply this to a wedding officiant, you could think of yourself more like a kingdom minister. We talk about the distinction. And this is minister in circles of connection with a kingdom minister function. And we see Philemon, and we read in verses 1 and 2, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church that meets in your home. So what's so interesting about that is Philemon is a kingdom minister that has a local church. And many times in the early church, Aquila, Priscilla, they were tent makers. They had a local church, but then they also planted more churches. So they had a kingdom minister function and a church minister function. Many of you go to a local church and you enjoy your local church, yet you're called to minister. If, for instance, if you're a businessman, really you're the pastor of your business. And if you are the only person someone knows that is Christian, and many times this happens, they will ask you to do the wedding, and they will want some words about the faith, because maybe in the past their parents or grandparents went to church and they're not against God, but they've lost their way with the church. Well, this could be an amazing way to introduce Christianity and to minister and bring them back and invite them some point to even your local church. So this function becomes very, very powerful. In some ways, I ask the question, where is your spiritual congregation? Is it in a traditional church denomination or church structure, a house or household, or a connection church? Now, why do I bring this up? I bring this up because in the laws of the land, there is a respect for church and a licensed or ordained minister. When there are a lot of these online places where you just get a piece of paper, they present themselves as a church. And how the bylaws of the church go is that we really, our membership is anybody who signs up. And if they say something like, you know, I'm a good person, that's all that's needed. So many times, even Christians have signed up for this because they're looking for a way to become legal, and they don't really have another option. So then they get ordained through, you know, one of the ordination mill style churches. But the question is, where is your congregation? Where is your spiritual influence? Many kingdom ministers, many people who seek to get licensed as a Christian wedding officiant, they have a local church, but they also are church or have church in their family. They have aspects of a spiritual congregation within their sphere of influence at their business, their friendship levels. And at Christian Leaders Alliance, we acknowledge that those are wonderful platforms, and that is an example of a local church, a local connection that glorifies God. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am, there is the church. Now, it may not be on the internet listed as a church, it may not be in any directory, but you, as a leader, you are bringing the church to your relationships. And at Christian Leaders Alliance, we have a process of, and we'll talk about this, training and recommendations and ways in which the church even takes a formal and recorded way so that it's understandable to government officials all over the world. But the question then remains, if you're a kingdom leader, the question is, where is your relational ministry or church? Where is that manifestation? So, a couple is asking to do their wedding. Okay? In a lot of ways, that's a manifestation of the church. Someone sees you as a minister. That's in a sense a calling. If you're married and you walk with the Lord, you have a church in your personal life, in your marriage, and it's all part of a larger church that you go to, maybe a local church. But at very essence, if you're a couple in the Lord, when Priscilla and Aquila were going around the Roman Empire in the early church, where was the church? It was in the relationship of Priscilla and Aquila. There were very few Christians all over the empire. And any time Aquila and Priscilla went anywhere as a volunteer kingdom minister, they brought the church with them. The manifestation of the church could be your local church, and connected to that will be a local church official. When you're connected, we really believe in all these interconnections of the body of Christ. Or a manifestation of the church is your connection to Christian Leaders Alliance. We are a connected to Christian Leaders. Christian Leaders has the Institute, the College, and the Alliance. And in our whole charter is a leader church, a fellowship of leaders coming together. So the question is, where is your relational ministry or church manifestation? And all of these can have a kingdom application for being a Christian licensed wedding officiant. So you are a minister. If someone's asked you to do a wedding and you're a Christian and you receive that and say yes, in a sense, you are now taking a role as a kingdom minister. If it's within your church circles, you're a volunteer minister at your local church to serve someone else. But in that case, we've always recommend is work with your local minister who's overseeing that circle of relationship, because we're all in this together. So, what we do at Christian Leaders Alliance through the training of Christian Leaders Institute and this process is we help you then become a licensed minister as a Christian wedding officiant. And we have a specific program for you to complete. It's a process of training and credentialing. It's Christian, a biblical Christian worldview. And it's a wedding officiant in that you will learn the skills of leading a couple to their wedding day and officiating a ceremony. It really is an exciting thing to be able to be asked to do a wedding. But if you're asked to do a wedding and you say yes and you want this to be in the tradition of Christianity, in that tradition, you don't say to the world, hey, look at me, I'm a wedding officiant now, and look at me, I'm going to go over and sign up for ordination, as if ordination can just be signed up like you get a subscription for a newspaper or you get a subscription for some online service. Christianity has always been about calling. It's been about training. It's been about commending. And these are some of the things that we're going to talk about in this class so you get a good understanding of how it's going to be. So if you're asked to be a wedding officiant for someone, whether it's family member or whether it's in your circles of relationships, you're asked to be a minister. And we can help you become a minister in that specific kingdom role. So welcome to the Christian Wedding Officiant Course. May God bless you as you go through this process of discernment, training, through getting your credentials, getting commissioned to be a Christian Wedding Officiant Minister.